T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ian Rappaport is with us. Ian, what can you tell us about how this decision came about? Why now with Jay Gruden, and when the decision was actually made?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it was basically made last night around, I don't know, a couple hours after the game, 6, 7, 8 o'clock, something like that. Basically, whenever Gruden got the call to basically come into the office and receive his word that he was being fired. And, like, you guys know, but I don't think it was just a surprise. I think Jay Gruden has probably been expecting this for some time. I think he is probably pretty relieved right now. It was a difficult situation. You know, having to take the field without a lot of your good players, with a lot of money on the bench, with a first-round quarterback that, you know, was not in a position to start right now. I mean, there was a lot wrong with the Redskins, and Gruden was sort of bearing all of it. And, you know, I think he's probably in a pretty decent place right now. As far as the decision why, I mean, it was just, you know, I didn't get the sense that Dan Snyder or Bruce Allen wanted to do this. The original plan was to kind of stick it out. Gruden wasn't going to fire coaches. They knew that. But, you know, you go 0-5, you lose enough, it gets ugly enough, you have Patriots fans invade your stadium like that. You know, it's basically like there is no choice but to make the move and just kind of start 2020 already.
What's next, do you think? I mean, how do you see the search going? They get a head start now. What types of candidates make sense for them?
Yeah, they do get a head start. And, you know, that's the other thing is, like, if they wanted to contact, you know, people who have coached with some of their targets, if they want to do background work, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that teams who are going to fire their coach do before they fire them. Sometimes they get busted and people find out about it and it's very bad. At the very least, the Redskins can do all that now without being jerks, which is nice. So they can sort of begin the process of fact-checking and background work and vetting candidates and all that. I would expect at least a hard look at young and innovative. Someone to kind of take this offense in a new direction. Someone to take advantage of Dwayne Haskins' talent. Someone to come in and be creative. I expect Kevin O'Connell to get some real consideration. He's not the interim, but he is going to run the offense as it will be his offense now. We saw this model work with the Browns last year and Freddie Kitchens, so I would definitely keep an eye on Kevin O'Connell. Otherwise than that, I mean, they're going to do a full search, and we'll see how it ends up.
Ian Rappaport with us here on Grant and Danny. Ian, my big problem is the lack of organizational symmetry, cohesion, whatever you want to work it here. And let's say Jay Gruden wasn't the right guy. That's fine. How can you let him coach for 5 games? He shouldn't have been brought back to work with a rookie quarterback who then has to start over. If he wasn't the right guy, you should have known that before these 5 games and maybe not drafted Dwayne Haskins. Or if you are going to draft Dwayne Haskins, the guy that's going to be there to nurture him really needs to be in place. And it seems like they didn't consider anything like that.
You know, there was definitely a disconnect between the coaching staff and the front office. And I don't want to pretend that it didn't exist. So I'm not glossing over it. I mean, it is clear that Jay Gruden was not the biggest fan of Dwayne Haskins. Haskins also didn't help Gruden. You know, like, this is, I think, the main – it's not that he didn't like Haskins as a prospect. I think at some point, if Gruden had remained the coach in perpetuity, Haskins would have been his quarterback. It's just he didn't help him right now. The Redskins needed someone to help – the Gruden needed someone to help him win now to keep his job. Haskins was a long-term answer. That didn't help. So that's kind of where the disconnect for me came, was Haskins was the guy to take them into the future. Gruden needed to win now, and those things don't mesh. As far as why they didn't fire him after last year, you know, I understand why they didn't fire him. They've had injuries. I mean, the quarterback goes down. You know, everyone forgets Alex Smith now, but, like, you know, you lose not only your starting quarterback, but all the money you have invested in him, more than $20 million dollars last year and this year. I mean, that is brutal. But, you know, they were in a decent place as an organization when Alex Smith was their quarterback. I completely get bringing him back. But then this year, the performance, the coaching staff, obviously was not good enough. And if you're not going to go into the future with Jay Gruden, you should just fire him. So you can move on, he can move on, and everyone can just go about their lives.
At Rapsheet on Twitter, Ian, how do you think that Gruden's handling, good or bad, of Dwayne Haskins contributed to his firing?
No, I think his not winning any games contributed the most, which, I mean, I know is like a stupid, obvious answer, but, you know, if Haskins isn't ready, like, I talked to many people in the organization, as I know you guys do. I had nobody tell me we need to get Haskins on the field. And I know I saw there was like all these reports about, like, you know, some people want Haskins to play, some don't. I literally didn't talk to anyone who said Haskins needs to play, Gruden's doing it wrong, we got to get him on the field. I didn't. I think everybody was in agreement that Haskins needs to sit and learn and is not ready. I just think, you know, Case Keenum, that trade, it didn't work. Bringing Cole McCoy and Cole was fine, was not the answer. Haskins, obviously, at this point, hasn't been the answer either. I think the only answer, really, was probably Alex Smith, who we'll see if he ends up playing football again, but obviously wasn't going to play this year.
Bruce Allen hired and fired Jay Gruden. Before that, he hired and fired Mike Shanahan. He also hired and fired Scott McLuhan. He also hired and fired Brian LaFemina. Nationally, people don't care about that, but they've had 40 people leave the organization. I mean, his track record is he's 59-92-1 running this organization.
Yeah.
And they've had more disasters and embarrassments under him than they had before he got here, which is saying a lot. How on earth does he get to keep his job? And why would he be the guy to hire another coach?
God bless America. It's great. I mean, you gotta respect it, right? I mean, I know. I'm sorry. Like, I know.
Don't be. That's great.
I know you want to like criticize him. I get it. You gotta respect it on some level, right? I mean, what he's done is has been amazing. I think he deserves a lot of credit. And I can't wait for this press conference today.
Well, just to clarify, because it's a hilarious answer, but credit for what? Just keeping his job,
surviving, right?
Yeah. It's an American success story. And I think it's incredible.
that's perfect.
Yeah, I'm without speech. That knocked me off. Yeah. Ian, I appreciate it, dude. That was awesome.
Thank you,
guys.
Take care. There's Ian Rapoport. That's one way to end that interview.
I have no response.
It's an American success story. Wow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.